Chai Rashi says, "Badam hekish shochaya," with just the blood that comes out, not the dam shchita, the other blood, just dam a wound. That dam, there's no mitzvah kisli. So kitza, the dam of kisli got mixed up with other type of blood. So now, what do we say? So we say, "Roin again, roin noise kid hoin mam tanakam hold again." We have to consider the blood it falls into as if it's water. Now, if the blood of kisli is still nicker, still changes the color of the water to red, you could tell there's blood there. There'll still be a mitzvah kisli. But if it can't turn the water into red, if it would have been water, then we say it's bottle. On this, Rabbi Yehuda Mehuda Agazin says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein Dam Vato Dam. Even if a small drop of the Dam of the Oif falls into a large amount of Dam HaBehema, that even if it would have been water, it would not be able to be noticeable that it's red, still it's not bottle. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he always holds, Min Bemin is not bottle. So blood in blood is not bottle. Therefore, it's always considered like there's still dam here, and there's the mitzvah kisli. What's going to be dam hanitzis when you made a shchita? Some dam spritzed on the side, or else b'shal hasakin, the knife that's still on the shochet, the blood that's on the knife. So chayav lechasa. Tanakam holds there's a mitzvah kisli on that also. So pushes the Tanakam holds there's a mitzvah kisli and all the dam that comes out of the chay of the yif. Even though you have a lot of blood to make the mitzvah kisli on, you still have to be mechasa this type of dam also. On this, Amr of Yehuda says, no, Amr of Yehuda. Amosai, when do I say there's a mitzvah kisa on the dam of the knife, on the dam that spritzed on the side? This man shame dam. If there's no other dam, all the other dam got lost. Elohu, only this dam. Avyesham dam shlohu. Let's say there's other dam here. Yeshechted the oif, and there's plenty of dam on the floor here. Then portal mechasa is. Then he yelled, you don't have to cover up this other dam that spritzed on the side, or the dam on the socket. You won't have to cover that up. So we'll see in the Gemara. The Churas Machlekes here with the mitzvah kisa on all the dam, or no, as long as you made a mitzvah kisa on part of the dam, it's enough. So we'll see it. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hossim learned the Gemara in Zvochim, the same thing by dam of a kochim. That dam, yellow the dam of a korban chatish and the sour of a mayim got mixed into water. It's the same halacha. Im yesh by Mara's dam, if the red, the blood turned the color of the water into red, that you could tell there's dam here, kosher. You could still make zrika sadam here. It's still called dam. You can make zrika. Nisarvi, and let's say the blood got mixed up in wine, red wine. So again, roi nosi kilomayim, look as if this wine would be water, and if the red blood would turn the water into red, there'd still be a mitzvah, so you could do the mitzvah zrika. Nisarvi dam behema, oi bedam hachaya, let's say the dam of the korban got mixed up with all the blood, either dam behem or dam of a chai, it's not a korban. The same thing, Tanakam holds, royu noisoi kidhumai, and we have to look as if that blood is water. And if the blood of the kachim would change it into red, you'll have a mitzvah zrika still. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says no, his klal is ein dam avato dam, that min b'min is not bottle, so dam cannot be mevato dam, and therefore there's still a mitzvah zrika sadam. So the same halacha we have here by kisui, the same halacha by kochim. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan Leishon, when do we say in our Mishnah that if the dam falls into the water, it's like not bottle, if you could still tell it's red, that's Leishon that was only learned Elish and Noflu Mayim Matrich Dam, that you have your dam chayi here on the ground first, and now a lot of water falls on top of the dam. So then we say, like every little piece of water that falls on it is like bottle to the dam, and as long as it still looks like blood, it's called blood. You had a big pitcher of water, and your drop of dam falls into the water. Here we say, no, rishon bottle. Listen, when the first drop of blood fell into the water, at that drop, it didn't turn the color of the water yet into red. So that first drop was bottle, became halach of water. Even though more and more comes in, and later eventually it turns to be red, but that red already had a shame border already. It's like bottle already. And therefore it's not kosher for Zrika Sadam. That's what we said, Zrika Sadam by Kochim. But Amra Parah, Prophet says, you should know, Olin Yikisin, the gate, our Mishnah here, ain't okay, it's not the same way. By our Mishnah here, even though a little bit blood fell into the water, and when it first fell in, that little blood was bottled, because at that time it did not change the color of the water. But later, when more blood changed in, and later enough blood is there to change the color of the water into red, If I close the veneer, then we say the dam is here, and there's a mitzvah kisya dam. Why? Because we all ain't dichol esel mitzvahs. Like even though when the blood first fell in, it was bottle, but later when you have more blood coming in, that changes the whole color of the water. It's like chayzev veneer wakes up again and has the same blood again. So even though at the beginning the blood was not fit to make a kisya adam, that's the klal of ein dichol esel mitzvahs. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, kol marad mumis mechaprin. Again, the case where the blood of a korban falls into water, as long as the water looks red, it does not look as red as blood, but as long as it looks red, it's mechaprin. You could use that for a zrikas adam. Same thing with machshirin, that it's cold like water, like a mashke, and if it falls upon oichel, it can be mashke the kabel tuma. And the chayav mekisin, get our mishnah, as long as the water turned red, even though maybe it's not as red as real blood is, but as long as it turned red, it's also still considered like the dam is here, and there's a mitzvah kisi adam. What are you telling me? What's Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel's chiddush here? Mechaprin of a kachim teninim. That was the mishnah we just said in Zvachim. Chayav mekisa teninim. That's our mishnah here. That as long as you can tell there's blood there, I mean, it looks red, there's a mitzvah kisi adam. So the Gemara says his chiddush was machshirin, that it still has the same liquid on it that if it falls upon a meuchel, it's machshla kalbatuma. That's the chiddush machshirin itzvach leitz. The Gemara says, what kind of chiddush is that? Machshirinami, let's see what happened here. Some blood fell into water. Some manashach. Idam achshirin machshir. If you consider this to be like blood, very good. Blood is also called like a mashke. It could be machshir. Elamite is too little blood, so it's still called water. Imai achshirin machshir also. So here you don't have to say like the dam changes the water into blood. You could say no, it changed into water. So what's your chiddush here? No matter what it is, whether it's blood or whether it's water, it's called the mashka, and if it falls upon a neichel, lechutz machshir lekabel tuma. So what's your chiddush by machshirin? So Moshe says yes. Let's read the chiddush is shetomdu b'nei gishamim. We're talking about now shetomdu means that it was came down rainwater. Actually says shetomdu means she'irvu b'nei gishamim, that this blood got mixed up with rainwater, which is not machshirin. Rainwater comes down, if you don't have in mind to use the rainwater, that water is not machshla kabotoma. It's only if you have das to use the rainwater. So here in the case, we had no das to use the rainwater, so the water itself is not machshir. Now the blood falls into it. So if the blood changes the color of the water into red, it has the same blood on it, and blood is machshir. That's the chiddush over here. So Moshe says, now let's see also, megisham, even the rainwater, nami, kivun the shock of Romalei, since you picked it up, put it into a pitcher, like obviously it's in a pitcher now. So Ruach Shevinu, you also had das to use the water, the rainwater. So even as water should be hooks for Kabbatumma. So Moshe says, no, let's see, Chishatom de Malayim, you didn't put the rainwater into no pitcher, because the rainwater came there by itself in a puddle on the ground, and now some blood fell into it. So that puddle of water by itself would not be machsher any food, because you never had that to use the water yet. But that's the chiddush. Your blood falls in there, so it gets the same blood on it now, and as the blood shaboy, that would be machshir. Now, Rav Asi Minaharbil Oymi says like this, Bitzalusa the Dhamma. What we're talking about here now is the blood itself, when it settles down, there's like water in the blood. Rashi says, B'yoysan mayim shemin adam, the water that comes out of the blood itself. Like when the blood starts to, like a nikra, starts to jello up, around it there's some water. That's the nafkamina. Is that water called dam? Then it would be machshir lekabotuma. Or no, it's not called dam. And what is it? It's called nothing. That's the nafkamina. If that still looks red, it has a shame dam on it, and if it falls upon food, it'd be machshir lekabotuma. If it doesn't look red, it's not called a mashk at all. That would not be machshir lekabotuma. Reb Yirmiyah Midifta Omar, Einish chorus. Ishnov, you eat it, you get chorus. If you eat this dam, it's still called dam, and you get chorus for it, even though it fell into water. But as long as the water still looks red, it's called blood. If you eat the blood of an animal, you have chorus. The Gemara says, Dovu dika kezayis, but it has to be that there's a kezayis of blood here. Not enough that you change the color of the water. There has to be that there's really kezayis of blood, that you drank a kezayis of blood there, and then you have chorus. From Mastis and Telem the Brice, we learned the same thing, Metamtim b'yoyl. They give the dam that came out of a mace, the locher is dam ha mace, is matama b'yoyl. So even though the dam fell into water, as long as the water still looks red, it's still called blood, and if it's in an oil in the room, it'll be matama, the room. The Gemara says also, who dik revius? That's the cloud. That's the dam of a mace is metam. It's only if there's revius dam. So how did it be that a complete revius of dam fell into the water? So even though it got mixed up a lot there, but as long as the water turned to be looked like red, the blood is still there, and therefore considered you have a revius of dam of a mace, and that will make tumas oil. Also the Mishnah like this oil list, the septin oil list that kol mashka hamace torim. Any liquid that comes out of the mace, is tears or ways, any juice that comes out of the mace itself, is tor, it's not tomei. Chutz midomei, the only liquid that comes out of the mace that's tomei, is his blood. But if other liquid comes out of his body, it's not tomei. For chomar radmu mishaboy mitama b'yil. Anytime it looks red, is what comes out of it. Rashi says, kolema, salusa de doma, kozman shemar edam tomei. And we had before, like the blood itself, if the white part of the blood that comes off it, as long as that white still looks a little bit red, it's also called blood, it's called dam hameis, that will be metame. His kol marad mumeshir by metame b'yoyil. Well, now I'm asked the question, is that true what he's saying? Well, mashka meis torim, stam the tears of the saliva that comes out of the mace, is that tor? Or a minute, I have a question. It says clearly, mashka tful yoyim, means mashka na yitzimen, of the mashka, the tears, or the saliva that comes out of a person that's a tful yoyim, meaning he was Tomei, he touched the sheretz by day, and he went to the mikvah, and he has to wait till night to become Torah. Loch Riz, Kemashkin Shingeyabim, as Mamash like Mashka that touched it, Mashmitz Tomei. And Vielu Vielu Ein Metamim, of a Shakura Tomei, Mekala Mechamur, Mashkin Yetzim, and Mekamashkin Geyabim. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side, so wait till the end of the tape, at the end of the tape, then turn over, we'll continue on the other side. You're holding daf teches and aleph on top. Again, in the middle of the shailon, if that we said before, the Brisa said that kol mashka hameis torim, any liquid that comes out of a mace, whether it's tears or saliva, is tor. Chutz midomai, only his dam is tomei. For chomar admu meshaboy metame b'yil, and in the blood, anything that looks red is called part of the blood that has tumas oil that comes out of a mace. So now the more is the question of that, to mashka hameis term, is it true that the liquid that comes out of a mace, if it's not as dam as it tore, is that true? Or a minu, I'll throw you a question. For another, it says a Mishnah in Tful Yoyim, that mashka Tful Yoyim, a person that's a Tful Yoyim, we know that means a person that became tummy by daytime, a sheriff touched him, and then he went to the mikvah, so he still has tumor on the gate to truma, he can't eat truma the kain until he has Harish Shemesh till it comes the evening. So after he went to the mikveh, it's called the tful yom. The halacha is that mashkin ayitz mimenu, any liquid that comes out of a tful yom's body, his saliva or his tears, is kemashkin shenaya behen. They have the same halacha as if any liquid that a tful yom touched. And what halacha was that? On top of the peches from the Gemara says, it means to say,